This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. This means that you may download and adapt the work for non-commercial purposes, but you must credit the original author. All use and versions of this material should be attributed. Please cite this work as Open Lives Project 2012, an open collection of research data and teaching materials relating to Spanish migrant stories, JISC.
Mira a ver si aparecen mis manos en las dos.
Sí, sí.
¿Vale?
Sí.
¿Sí?
Vale.
¿Seguro?
Sí. Vale.
¿Ya?
Ready.
Okay, this is Alicia Pozo Gutiérrez, and I'm here with Corsino Fernández García, who is going to be interviewed. Also with me is Inmaculada Colomina, who is helping me in this project, Terechu, who is a friend of Corsino, and Jonás and Luis, who are filming the part of this interview. We are in Carrio, in Asturias, and it's the 3rd of July, 2008. So, we'll start now. Corsino, could you tell me where and when you were born?
Okay. I was born in Castañelo, Asturias. Mm-hmm. And there's two different records of when I was born. The records in most of my life had born in April 5th, 1930. And that's what I thought most of my life, not because of my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But then when, in 1996, when I came to Asturias, and went to the where to keep the records, and I found out that I was born in the 6th of December 1929.
Can you explain that difference? Did you find it?
Well, because when we left Asturias, when put me on the boat. My father just put a little note in my jacket, you know, and the information he put there was not entirely correct. So when I got to France, that's all they had to go by is what he had written on the little piece of paper. So that's why the paperwork shows what he had to do. Because when I came to Asturias in 1996, then I found out it was different birthdays. You know, I got my birth certificate here, and I found out it was different.
Okay. And can you tell me about your first memories before you left your village of Castañedo? What are your first memories of that time?
Well, what I remember the most is that my father had a few sheep, ovejas.
Mm-hmm.
And main thing I remember that one of my brothers and I used to go up in the mountains to watch the sheep, you know, during the day. And our mother used to fix us something to eat with potatoes and egg, and that's what we ate in the mountains. You know, that's what the most I remember is just my brother and I going up in the mountains to watch the sheep during the day. You know.
Mm-hmm. What was your father's main occupation?
He's what we call a kind of a jack of all trades. He built some houses, and he was a carpenter, and also he had a few sheep, you know. Sometime, at least right before I left, he worked in a mine. And I don't know exactly which mine. All I knew is that you used to leave in the morning. On the highway, they'd have a flatbed truck, and some men would get on, and they would go off. And then in the afternoon, he'd come back, and his clothes were all dirty, you know, black from working in the mine, you know. And that's the right before I left, you know. But he did a little bit of everything. He was a farmer and a carpenter and you know, whatever he could do for a living. You know.
And your mother worked in the house looking after you?
Yes, but I don't remember very much about her because she died when I was early age, you know. And I don't remember much about her. Of course, she must have been in the house, you know, but she didn't go out and work, no.
Did she die before you left?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, your father was a communist, socialist, or any political ideas he had?
Well, probably, but he wasn't really active in politics, you know. He was just a farmer, and maybe some of my brothers might be involved in more, you know, in more politics, because most of the men in that town, I think, probably were communists at that time, you know. But I'm not sure because I was too young to really know too much about it, you know.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, counting me, we were 12.
12?
12, counting me, you know.
How many boys, how many girls?
About half and half, you know. I don't know, because I have a book with all the names, but offhand, I'd say about half and half, you know. And I was the youngest one.
You were the youngest one.
I was the youngest one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember going to school?
A little bit. I didn't go to school very, very long. I remember going for a very short time, you know, right before I left. You know. I mean, I didn't go for several years, just it was a very short time. You know. Mm-hmm. Because I was about 7 years old, so I didn't, you know, that was probably the first year I had started school, you know. And I left during the summertime, and I didn't go to very much school in, in Asturias.
Do you remember life in the village, other people that lived there, what people used to do?
We did not go in the village. I did not go in the village very much because the Castandiello was on one side of the river, in a very small hamlet, and across the river was the main town, you know. And so I did not go to the main town very much, you know. Most of the time during the day, like I say, I was up with my brother and my mountain taking care of the sheep, you know. I did not know too much about the main part of town.
Do you remember games? How you played, or things you used to do with other kids, your brothers? Or?
Well, there was because we played in the river. There's a shallow, there's a river nearby, you know, river Rio Ayer.
Ayer.
The same name as the Consejo, Ayer, you know. And we played, of course, there. And then there was little above on the part of the mountain, there was a little waterfall, and where you went down below to a little pond where we swam. You know, we did not swim in the river because the river is very shallow,
okay.
You know, so it's not deep enough to swim. But the water from the waterfall come down into a pond and it was deep enough to swim, you know. But I did not know how to swim.
You didn't know how to swim.
But some of my brothers did, and I'd get on their backs and they would dive into the water, you know, across, you know, to the other side of the pond, you know. But
did you have like grandparents or uncles and aunties that lived nearby?
Oh yeah, I'm sure, but I don't remember them. I know the whole valley is full of relatives, you know.
Mm-hmm. All your family comes from this area.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I was too young to know, you know, to remember who they actually were. You know.
Do you recall when things maybe started to change because of the war? Do you have any recollections of
yes,
that?
Yes, it was less food.
Less food.
Less food, that's what I remember. I did not know there was a war on, you know. All I remember is there was less food to eat.
tell us something about this secret you had when you were a kid. You had a secret, your place, a secret place.
Well, there was an abandoned mine nearby, and it just went a few feet. I don't know how far into the mountain it went, but they were not working on it anymore. It was just abandoned, you know. And I used to go to the mine, you know, and a few feet in, because there was real cold air coming out. In summertime, even when it was hot, there was cold air coming out of the mine, you know. And so I used to go there to, you know, to stay cool, you know. And I don't know if anybody else knew about the mine, but I was, you know, maybe they did, because he was near the house in Castandiello, just a short distance, you know.
But that's something that you have repeated along your life.
Yeah.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I don't know why. Just I remember. I do things that I don't even know why.
Just because you were a kid.
Yeah.
But you need to have your own space or...
Oh, you mean about the secret place?
All your secret places.
Yeah, I think that's part of being kind of insecure, I think, that especially children are insecure, they have to have a place where they can feel safe and secure, you know.
Mm-hmm. Can I go back to the war? Apart from feeling hungry or noticing that there was less food, do you remember people being scared or talking or worrying?
Well, towards the end, you know, especially the young people in the town across the highway, would get together, and I did not see it myself, but I heard that they burnt the church. There was a Catholic church mm-hmm. nearby, and I heard that they burnt it. You know, they didn't burn the church down. They just burned the inside. You know, like the altar. You know, and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you know, I didn't see any. There was no bombing or anything like that. You know, mm-hmm. and I remember one time, must have been one of my brothers was in uniform, army uniform, came to visit for a couple of days. You know, but that's really the only thing I remember about. I noticed about the war. You know, because,
so some of your brothers actually did go and fight.
Yes. There's a. Three brothers fought, and two died, you know, and one stayed alive, you know.
They fought in the Republican Army?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But the two brothers, one died fighting, and the other one died after the fighting was over. Of course, after the fighting was over, the fascists started looking for people, and they arrested the brother, and they were taking him in a truck, and because he knew they were going to kill him, so he jumped off the truck and ran up in the mountains, you know. And he stayed in the mountains for a few months. And of course it was near his town where he had his family. He had three daughters. And once in a while he'd come down and get some food, you know, and one day I think because I didn't know that, but one of his daughters was telling me the story, you know. And one day around Christmas time, he went down to eat with his family and with his wife and daughters, and because somehow he got arrested, you know, and then they shot him. You know, they took him out in the field and shot him. And his daughters don't know where he's buried at. You know, so.
And how did your evacuation come about? What do you remember about that?
What I remember is one day, because I'd go to across the river and to the main part of the town along the highway, there was a big truck there. I noticed a truck. And a little while later, my father asked me if I wanted to go away for a little while. And I said, okay, you know, because I thought it was for a little while, you know. And so the next morning, he walked me to the highway and put me in the truck. And away I went, you know, with a bunch of people. There was other people in the truck, in the back of the truck.
Did other brothers?
No, just
you, just the little one.
Because we understand that each family could only take one child. You know. There was a limit to, they couldn't take 12 or like that, you know. Although I've read that in some other parts of Asturias, they could take 4 or 5, you know, but in that town, you say one child.
Did anybody in the family explain to you why they decided to send you away?
No. Well, because my father decided to send me because there wasn't much food, and he figured probably I was better off, you know, and staying there.
Did he tell you that?
Not at the time, no.
When you got on the truck, did you know anybody there?
No, I did not know anybody. Later, I found out there was a cousin, a girl cousin there. I found that out many years later. After I came back to Asturias, you know. After I came back to Asturias, she told me about it.
So the people in the truck, were they children or children, adults?
Mostly, they were both, but they were mostly children, but there were a few adults in there.
And what happened when this truck left? Where did it go?
Oh, we went to Gijón.
Gijón.
We wound up in Gijón. Part of Gijón is called Musel, I think it's a harbor in the west side of Gijón. And we got off the truck, it was daytime. But we left early in the morning, but by the time we got there, it was middle of the day probably. But there was a lot of people at the port and just waiting to be put on the boat. You know? And by the time we left the port, it was nighttime. Good boat was full of people.
Did anybody look after you and the children, or take you to the boat, or
no.
How was it all organized?
Well,
do you remember?
No, I don't know how it was organized. I just, you know, just went with the rest
went
of them.
Along.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was organized by somebody. Because somebody had to organize it. But at that time, I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on. Really.
So, what was it like on the boat once you left? what was the journey like?
Can we stop for a while in one thing that I would like to ask him before getting to the boat? Tell us, please, Corsino, about the paper that your father wrote.
Oh, well, apparently had my name and the house was had a name, you know, I don't know what, La Huelga. The house was called La Huelga for some reason, you know, but that's why he wrote my name and he put down I was from La Huelga. That was in my records, that's what say that I was from La Huelga Studios. That was not the name, that wasn't the name of the town, that was just the name of the house, you know. And that's the reason, and that's why he wrote in the little paper he put in my pocket. So when I got to France, that's the information they had, you know. And because later on, when after the war in Spain was over, and they were trying to send children back to Spain, they couldn't find where I was from, you know. They could never find my family. I don't know how hard they found as they looked at, but since they had the wrong name with the town, I'm sure, you know.
There are many different huelgas in Asturias.
Yeah.
There's one in Gijón. Huelga actually is marsh. It's the riverside.
Yeah.
So there are many different, and I'm sure that just didn't know where to look.
Yeah. Mm. They didn't know where to look, you know. Mm. If he had written Castandiello or something like that, you know, it probably would have sent you back to Spain.
Castandiello is one here, so it would be easier.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about the house, do you remember what the house looked like?
Oh yeah, I always remember how the house looked.
Could you describe the house?